Talk Live. We're kicking off our number one of the Friday edition. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And as always, you can bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. Starting things out with an update tonight from Kansas City, Missouri. A Missouri couple who must get married or move in order to comply with a housing ordinance in Blackjack, Missouri, sued the town on Thursday, according to Reuters, claiming rules prohibiting the unmarried couple and their children from living together are unconstitutional.
Great.
Yes, indeed. The petition filed in the...
So they're suing the city now. The city came after them, and now they're suing. Now they're coming back.
Yes, thank goodness, because these poor people, we had brought you their story not long ago about how the city of Blackjack essentially has an ordinance that prohibits more than three people from living together in the same house if they're unrelated by blood, marriage, or adoption.
So it's really designed that couples can't live together, cohabitate.
That's right. You have to be married, essentially.
Okay.
Plaintiffs Olivia Shelton.
But it doesn't really. I guess it stops you from having kids and cohabitating.
More than three people. Plaintiffs Olivia Sheltrack and Fondre Loving and their children moved from Minnesota to Missouri earlier this year, buying a five-bedroom home in the tiny community outside St. Louis. I mean, what a shocker. What a surprise. You purchased yourself a home, five bedrooms, so it's not like you... I mean, I know they have a few children, and so it's not like they're shoving them all into one room or anything like that. They've gone in and purchased a nice big house for themselves.
Right.
That's quite an investment for anybody.
It looks to me like they're doing everything it takes to raise a family, except they've decided they don't want to be married.
Apparently they made
legally married.
Apparently they made the mistake of not reading all of Blackjack's laws before they moved
into town. Every last one of them.
Right, because how else are you supposed to know about stupid rules like this? Sheltrack and Loving have lived together for about 13 years and have two children together, along with a 15-year-old daughter of Sheltrack's from a previous relationship. Blackjack, a town of 7,000 that prides itself on a city website for its character, on a city website for its character and stability, refused to grant the couple and their children an occupancy permit for their home because they do not meet the definition of family as set forth by the city. How many places in America do you have to get an occupancy permit for your home?
I've never heard of such a thing.
Nor have I. Maybe we're just lucky down here in Florida. Is there anywhere else, any of you guys listening, did you have to get an occupancy permit when you purchased your house? And at what point? I mean, do you buy it? Do you get the permit? Do you apply for it during the home purchase? Do they just send you an application after you've bought the house? Do you get to buy the home before you have to apply for the permit?
What does that even mean? Does that mean that you own the house but you just can't live there?
By the way, Johnson in the studio now.
If you don't have an occupancy permit?
That's what it sounds like.
So they can just say, well, you own your house, but you can't live there.
Yeah, that's basically what they're saying.
What?
The city has threatened to begin fining the couple as much as $500 per day, said the legal director of the American Civil Liberties Union of Eastern Missouri. The lawsuit names the city and several city officials, including city councilmen and the city housing director, as defendants. The city of Blackjack's behavior is both pompous and unconstitutional, said Brenda Jones, executive director of the ACLU. Blackjack's attempt to criminalize people's choice to live together as a family has earned international ridicule for Missouri. I don't have anything against Missouri as a result of it. I just think Blackjack is about one of the worst places to live in America, period.
Well, the fact that they would enforce this rule is just silly, and they're going to get it. I mean, this is bad news. It looks like the judge has already ruled that it was unconstitutional?
There's a lawsuit. Let's see. The lawsuit in Missouri comes after a North Carolina judge ruled last month that a 201-year-old law barring unmarried couples from living together was unconstitutional. But that was in North Carolina.
Those are activist judges.
I know.
Activist judges that are enforcing the Constitution of the United States of America.
I know a new item that we need to put into the Free Talk Live store specifically for Missouri residents.
At store.freetalklive.com?
Exactly. I think what we need to have in our store, and not just for Missouri residents, but for residents around the country, we need to be selling more pitchforks and torches.
That's outrageous.
I think that's what needs to happen, is they need to go into this government and, I don't know. I mean, my personal feeling is that a lot of these governments just need to be burned to the ground because we need to start over. We need to elect all new officials, and just start from the beginning again. Because someone that actually thinks that they have that much right over anyone's personal lives is insane.
Well, here's how the city attorney sees it. Blackjack City Attorney Sheldon Stock said, case law backed up the city's stance, which was based on preserving neighborhood character. He says, quote, it all goes to the definition of family. These laws are all over the country. These laws are trying to preserve neighborhood character. What is that? What is, what, who do you think you are?
You know, it's not neighborhood character. It's city character. I mean, we're not talking about neighborhood sections of town here, because that sounds kind of nice and beautiful. You know, that's sweet. But
sure,
you're talking
if you
about
want to join a private neighborhood where right. It's required that you have a white picket fence and a dog and two children and
you can keep out the brown people if you want to, too, in those private neighborhoods, as far as I'm concerned, you sick bigots. You know, you can do whatever you want in your little neighborhood.
It just so happens that they are an interracial couple. Don't know if that's a factor. I don't know. It might be.
They sounded like an interracial couple to me, but the fact that the city does this, that's where it gets weird. I mean, if a neighborhood was doing this, it'd be right there before you sign the paperwork.
Sure it would.
But the trick here is they bought the house, then they find out they're not allowed to not be married.
Right.
And that's mean. I mean, a person makes a buy like that with the intent of living in this house, and then the city comes along and says, oh, I'm sorry, we're not going to be able to give you your occupancy permit. You can own the house and rent it to a nice white couple or something like that, but you can't live here together.
And thank goodness.
Unmarried.
Thank goodness that they have the courage to not just run right out and jump through whatever hoops the government wants them to jump through. I mean, if they would go out and get themselves a marriage permit, then they could refill out the occupancy permit form and probably would get approved because they bent over and did what it was the government wanted them to. And they're just not ready for it. I remember the other article, it doesn't mention it in this one, but when we've covered this in the past, they were talking about how they'd talked about getting married in the past.
Mm-hmm.
It might be something that they'd like to do in the future. But at this point in their relationship, even though they've been together for 13 years, they're still not quite ready for it. And that should be their prerogative, and it should absolutely be none of the city's business.
I have to agree.
And if there's anybody out there that can take the city's position on this, that can somehow back them up for their so-called neighborhood character laws, I would really like to hear from you. Maybe there's something I'm missing. Maybe there's some real important reason why we can't let people live in the homes that they purchase.
I think that they should get married if they have kids together. I just am not willing to use the force of law to make them do it. I'm not willing to...
And really, how does it affect your life?
It doesn't. That's my opinion.
Even if you're living in the same neighborhood, does it affect you?
If I'm living next door... How does it affect my life?
Are you going to be afraid to send your kids over to play with the Shelltrax children because they're not married and your kids might find out? Well, I mean,
if I am afraid of that, then I just won't send my kids over to play with them. I mean, that's certainly a possibility.
What's the fear, though? What are these people afraid of when it comes to people not being married? Is it just conformity? Do they just want everyone to be the same? Is that what it is?
It's got to be that.
1-800-259-9231. I would want to leave, but I understand that they've bought the house and they're ready to duke it out, ready to fight it out. And I say more power to them. I hope they're successful with this.
Because
this is despicable.
I've got to say, right now with the housing market the way it is, it's not easy to just pick up and leave.
Buy another one. Sure.
I mean, you could have bought the house and you did one of those 100% financing things, and it's going to be a few years before you're not upside down any longer.
I really wonder at what point they discovered this. You know, at what point did the process go through on the home purchase, and then some sort of form came in the mail?
And who would have believed?
Who would have out?
Who would have believed even for a moment that this was true? Oh, you've got to be married to live here.
Well, the city attorney claims that these laws are all over the country. Now, they may be all over the country.
They need to be changed all over the country, then.
Well, they may be all over the country, but in how many places are they actively enforced like they are in Blackjack?
Right. Why is this national news, Mr. City Attorney of Blackjack?
Because if it was all over the country happening everywhere,
it wouldn't be national
news
anymore.
Good point. 800-259-9231 on the way. Mark, you've got a story about some outraged Christians. What they're outraged about, well, we'll find out on the way. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Cash back and free tires for life are some of the steps car manufacturers take in luring consumers to the dance floor. Well, strike up the band, because when I come back, I'll present the newest twist.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Cindy. Wow, this is the second time I've seen you at the gas station this week.
Ah, the life of a soccer mom. I'm always gassing up.
If this is the story of your life, make your next oil change a change to Royal Purple High Performance Oil. Royal Purple can reduce fuel consumption by as much as 5%. So go to royalpurple.com for a dealer near you.
Royal Purple, the performance oil that outperforms.
Shake 'em up, baby! The newest dance to attract car buyers is orchestrated by an insurance services think tank. Here's the quick, slow rhythm of the beat. Quick, think of a charge that taps your checkbook monthly, whether you use the service or not. Quick, imagine that the charge waltzed off, but the service didn't. Slow down and figure what you could use for new dance shoes if you didn't have to pay car insurance. That's the concept of the nation's first no-charge insurance policy for new car buyers. Now offered in test markets only, this cartoon could be the newest rage on the showroom dance floor. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. And by the way, our website was designed by Johnson, and I think you've done a fantastic job. In fact, you're working on a redesign of it as
yeah.
we speak.
Yeah.
So it's going to be it's been actually a good year since you redesigned it.
Yeah, what I did over the past year is I restructured all the technical background, so it's now kind of up to date with web standards, and now I'm going to be able to redesign from that structure.
Right.
I've been laying a new framework.
Indeed, and you're very talented at the design process, not just web work, but also graphics as well. And I just wanted to kind of put in a plug for your services.
Cool, I appreciate that.
Because you're actually in between jobs, you're in between work at the moment, and so you're looking for a little bit of work.
Yep.
And
so if anybody out there has a business, needs graphics done, you need layout, you want to put a nice face on your eBay store if you have one, or if you have some sort of a site, whatever, I can do design, I can do banner ads, little flash graphics, animated GIFs. And one thing that I forgot to mention when we sent out the update was also just retouching work. I mean, maybe if you're someone who's just got some family photos, you want to maybe take a little age off, take a little weight off, maybe just have the photo
you
look
nice. You make people look prettier.
Restoration, photo restoration and retouching is really my specialty.
You know, in the pictures you took, we took for the ads and stuff, you really got rid of my pelican neck. It wasn't good.
You don't want to tell people about the pelican neck. Yeah, they don't
now
know.
They gotta start looking.
I mean, every
didn't
picture.
See? Yeah. Wow. Oh, yeah.
So there you go. So if you want to get in touch with Johnson, just email him, johnson@freetalklive.com. You can talk business. 800-259-9231. Plus, you need to know Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So, Mark, you've got a story about some military Christian outrage. What's going on?
It's a leading Christian group, the Center for Military Readiness, apparently.
I've never heard of them.
I've never heard of them.
Just
either.
From the name?
That's what it's being described as.
I think yucky.
But I believe that this was taken off of thinkprogress.org.
Was it Center for Military Readiness?
Center for Military Readiness.
Okay.
Anyway, this is an example of the sort of Pharisees that have... I don't know. For whatever reason, they carry the banner of Christianity in America today. I'm not saying that they were representative of all Christians or even a majority of Christians or anything like
no
that.
No Christian can be representative of all Christians, from what I can tell. They all believe so many different things.
Absolutely true. But anyway, the Center for Military Residence.
Unless Christ himself were to come back and believe that he himself exists, that would make him a Christian. I mean, I'd technically be a Jew, but he would be then representative of all Christians.
Okay.
If you believe in that sort of thing.
Right. So the Center for Military Readiness is furious at that a West Point cadet got an award for writing a paper arguing against the ban on openly gay men and women serving their country. So the West Point
cadet...
Are they
mad because he got an award or because he wrote a paper?
I imagine that they're mad at both, but mostly at the award.
Hmm.
The award upsets them. So anyway,
now, is West Point actually a part of the military, or is it just a private college that prepares people for the military?
Essentially, that. I mean, this is back before there were ties. You know, there wasn't government really anything. So this was a university that people went to be prepared to be officers in the Army.
Understood.
Okay, Elaine Donnelly, I guess, is the lead of this organization.
Loudmouth?
Yes. She's threatening some kind of investigation. I do intend to bring this to the attention of some of the people in the leadership roles at West Point. I think it ought to be questioned.
Well, good for her.
Yeah, you know, that's really great, Elaine. Now, what if he had written a paper, you know, from a Christian point of view, and the administration had gone after him for it? We're gonna get this cadet. We're going to crucify him. He'll never be an officer in the military. He'll never go to school anywhere
else.
Yeah,
but that's not likely.
But it's not likely. No, that's what I'm saying. But do you understand the opposite? He wrote a paper saying that it's silly that gay people be, allowed to serve in the military.
Not be allowed. Especially in a time like this where the military's desperate for troops.
Absolutely. And the article goes on to point that out.
Plus, gay people would be less likely to rape 14-year-old Iraqi girls.
Well, let me finish that point, but you're right.
Okay.
And hopefully Christian people would be, too.
Well, I think the fear is amongst all these right-wing Christian nut jobs is that they would be more likely to rape 15-year-old Iraqi boys. Because every person who I know who is of this ridiculous right-wing zealotry automatically equates homosexual with pedophile.
And that's so wrong.
That's
just
not true.
Not the case.
Sorry. You know, what if the cadet had written one saying, well, you know, I want to see, we shouldn't allow gays in the military at all. It's against what Jesus said. And then the administration had gone after him for it.
They'd be pretty pissed.
That would be discrimination based on religion, right?
Sure.
Well, I mean, what? This is the opposite of that, and she wants to go after him for getting an award.
Right.
She's a sick weirdo.
Because it's about gay. It was a paper about gay people, and it's a positive paper about allowing them into the military, and we all know how these zealots feel about gay people.
You know,
they hate them. They hate them so much.
Yes, they do. You can't even bring up the idea. You can't reasonably discuss an issue that involves something to do with homosexuality without these Pharisees spewing their hate-filled filth all over you.
I feel so bad for gay people in America because of this hatred that they experience. It's got to be a lot like being black several decades ago in America. I think the gays in America today have a kind of a similar situation.
I'm not sure that.
Where they're just discriminated against. I mean, my girlfriend was telling me a story about somebody she works with. He's a young man. He's 16. He's come to the realization that he is gay, but his parents would never want to hear about it. I mean, they would disown him in a heartbeat if he were to come out against it. It's just this, they're just voraciously hateful towards people. Mm. And that's not very Christian, at least the way I see it.
It's funny. The only thing that comes to mind is what I can imagine is I'm trying to imagine a tape-recorded conversation where you have like a conversation like with someone acting like a child, right? You have one person who's asking the question, kind of going this, why? Mm-hmm. Ask, for example, ask one of these zealotist Christians or zealot of any sort of religion who is anti-homosexual and just ask them, why do you hate gays so much? And have them answer the question and have them kind of answer the question and answer it again and then have the person go, why? And then have them, you know, retort and just have that recording and listen to which side sounds more childish.
Mm. It's in the Bible. That's why
I think
them.
That's really the answer.
Jesus said to hate
them. That ends the conversation for them. You know, I believe
it's in the Bible.
Right.
Story's
but,
over.
But it's like all that they can cite and all that they can turn to is their imagination and sort of just nonsense.
What are you talking about? The Bible's fact, boy.
That's
the word of God.
It's not. It's
God
fiction.
Says to hate the gays.
And point
so
to
I hate them. God
you
says
know,
that I hate them.
The unfortunate thing is that you can point to passages in the Bible and you can point to passages that are wrong. I mean, if I were to go in the Bible, there are so many things that would make just problems. I don't know. I can't even get into it because there's so many contradictions.
Yeah. Well, I'm not a fan either, but, you know, it goes on here. It says that apparently 60 to 80% of Americans say that they believe that the military's ban on honest gay service members should be lifted.
Really? That's tremendous. We're going to come back. 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Sears has the new air conditioning system you've been looking for. Keep cool this summer with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-269-1400 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient cooling system can keep your family comfortable all summer long and may help you save money on high energy costs. You and your family can count on Sears for the quality
quality materials and installation you've come to expect for over 100 years. Call now at 1-800-269-1400. Offer ends August 26, 06. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending upon your home and climate. Keep cool with the new air conditioning system from Sears. Call now at 1-800-269-1400. That's 1-800-269-1400.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycoside NS.
What's Mycoside NS?
Mycoside NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycoside NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me, too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycoside NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycoside definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycoside NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where the bulletin board system will be found, and it's totally free. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com to get interactive. Over 120,000 posts, over 1,200 people interacting with one another, all kinds of different topics. Serious stuff. Fun times. You'll find it all. bbs.freetalklive.com. So, Mark, just some final thoughts on this story. It's West Point. There was a graduate there who wrote a paper.
Not a graduate, but a cadet.
A cadet there. Probably a graduate someday. A cadet
Hopefully.
Who has written a paper about the insanity, how stupid it is for the military to exclude gay people.
Mm-hmm.
And he got an award for the paper.
Some sort of award.
So, naturally.
From the university.
So naturally, some right-wing
college.
Religious zealot, some zealotous group was up in arms about it. It's an outrage, and they want an investigation. And actually, it turns out that 60 to 80%, according to a few different polls, I guess, want what now?
60 to 80% of Americans believe the military's ban on honest gay service members should be lifted. And
that's
who
tremendous.
Cares? Who cares what 60 to 80% of Americans think? Is really what my opinion is.
But thank goodness they're thinking the right thing.
I agree. But who cares? I mean, what if 99% of Americans thought that gay people should be have their heads chopped off? Should we be doing that?
No, of course not.
I mean, it's just wrong to deny them the ability to work like anybody else.
I'm just glad to hear that it's 60 to 80% because I didn't give Americans that much credit. I'm shocked by that, actually.
All right. Apparently, in the last, in the last few years, it doesn't say here, 55 Arab linguists and 244 military medical personnel, they point out these two groups because they're important right now, have been fired under this policy. So, I mean, could we really afford to lose 55 Arab linguists? Could we really afford to
Apparently
use 244 medical personnel?
I guess so.
Because they're gay?
Yeah.
Really?
It's crazy.
I mean, that's nuts.
What are they going to do? Touch you while you're bleeding to death or something? I mean, no. There's no way that their gayness is going to affect their on-the-job performance.
I think what they're really afraid of happening is I think that they're afraid that the haircuts in the military will be altered and that the uniforms will start to look good.
Yeah, right? Get a little frilly action, a little bit of glitz and glam.
Maybe they'll just fit better.
Call them the glam squad.
I don't know. It just seems so silly to me, and you can't bring up the gay issue at all without some... I like to call them Pharisees. That's my particular term that I prefer to use because it's a little unfair to call them Christians because Christians don't all feel this way. And Jesus really came to go after the people, the people that were in charge of religious organization at the time that had gotten too involved in rules and not involved in a relationship with God. Those people. This gal right here, Elaine Donnelly, I'm afraid that if she does have a relationship with God, that it's a hate-filled, awful relationship. If she's going to go after this guy for writing a paper saying it's silly for gay men and women to be discriminated against in the military.
1-800-259-9231, the toll-free number.
Call in and disagree with me.
Sure.
Call in and agree with me.
Let's talk to Alexander in Alabama. You're on Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves, Alexander. What's on your mind?
Well, I disagree with you, Mark. I don't like gay people. I'm just messing with you guys.
Oh, okay.
It's not original with him, but Frank Zappa once said that we're slowly becoming a theocratic sort of fascist.
He said that back in the 80s, I believe.
Yeah.
And, in fact, I'm reading a book right now called The Market for Liberty, which is excellent. It was written in the 1970s, and the guy, the husband and wife team that wrote that book, they saw the path towards fascist totalitarianism that we were taking. They saw it back in the 70s.
Well, he figured that out because he uses the chicken to measure it.
Huh?
What?
It's a thing that's going on our wiki. I don't totally understand but it's a Frank Zappa thing.
Oh, really? Is that where that came from? I didn't realize that. Okay. Go ahead, Alexander. What was on your mind?
Yeah, I'm not as internet savvy as I used to be. And there's this new thing called internet neutrality. I don't know if you guys talked about this in any of the recent episodes, but I was wondering if any of you guys could actually shed light on exactly what it is and what like libertarian stance on it would be. Because as far as I see, it seems to be somewhat of a price control on what ISP providers can actually give to their bandwidth. Is it something of that nature? Or?
I can shed a little bit of light on it. Basically,
I'm still trying to figure out how to work my digital watch.
I can shed a little light on it without being very technical. Basically, the internet is a series of tubes. Now, people keep making fun of Ted Stevens for that, especially the Democrats, because they want to back up their socialist regime. Now, basically, Ted Stevens, he ain't wrong, because you know what? The internet, they're called pipes, people. When you get a large section of fiber cable, that's called a pipe. That's actually the term for it. Yes. So Ted Stevens, not too far off when he called them tubes. Now
he did just sound like a rambling old drunken prospector.
He did sound like a doddering idiot, but he wasn't a wholly wrong.
Okay.
Now, basically, what it is it's a fight between you've got the big companies that are content providers: Google, Yahoo, Microsoft. And then you have the big telco companies, Verizon, Comcast. More of the telcos in general, because right. Verizon owns like 80% of the fiber around the country. Now, what's going on is that Verizon, you know, the telephone companies have said, look, we're laying all this new fiber. All right, we're laying all this new stuff.
Bios.
We're laying all this different cable around the country. We want to get funding so that we can kind of separate out the little channels of cable so that we've got kind of these multiple lanes of traffic for different types of services.
Just before you go on, the way I understood it was, what Verizon and the other companies are doing essentially is laying in an entire new network. They're replacing their old network of twisted pair phone cables with fiber optic connections house to house.
And that's expensive.
This is not a cheap process. So
it's
you've got
it's also expensive to maintain.
Okay.
Well, let's also not forget that Verizon is going to benefit from that in the telephone arena too.
Well, hold on, I'm not done.
Okay.
I'm definitely not done. let's also not forget that Verizon was paid billions of dollars in tax money to do this.
Is that right?
Yeah, and you know what they did? They decided to create VoIP TV instead of laying fiber to people's houses like they're supposed to, a product which they can charge for. Verizon, undoubtedly, unquestionably evil. But, okay? But
Verizon's evil.
That's all I have to say about that. They took tax money, they stole from people, and they wasted the money to create a product that they can sell. That, in my mind, unquestionably evil. Verizon needs to be shut down, in my opinion. However,
Verizon customers don't pay your bills.
I'm a Verizon customer, unfortunately.
It's because of Verizon that we can do this show right now.
Uh-oh. I'm sorry.
Well, they do own, like you said, they own the 80%
of, right. Yeah, there's nothing we can do about it. Now, the other problem is I still don't, even though Verizon's the one who they don't want net neutrality, because what Verizon wants to do is they want to charge companies like Google and Microsoft and Yahoo they want to charge them extra in order to provide content. In other words, they want to pay for this network, which they've already been paid for by tax money, by charging these big companies. Now, I'm not against this, and here's why I'm not against it. Even though I think Verizon's evil and I think Verizon's wrong for doing this, I'm still not in support of creating a law that regulates and enforces this. Because if Verizon wants to charge these companies, they should be allowed to. It's their business.
And it may help them offset the costs of the subscription fees for their new fiber optic service as well. So instead of having to pay $100 a month, people might only have to pay $50 a month.
Right.
So does that make sense so far, Alexander? Are we losing
it all? Well, I guess it's sort of because there's more bandwidth, and they didn't do the whole fiber optic thing. Now they have to charge higher rates, and they want to cut it there. The government wants to cut it there or something.
Yeah,
they're trying to replace, instead of having to charge higher rates, they want to charge some of these big content providers.
Instead of charging you more money, they want to charge content providers.
And it seems totally reasonable. Oh, okay. They're private property, so I'm all for Verizon's doing, although we need to open up the marketplace to more competition.
Absolutely.
By getting the government out and ending the monopoly.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. You can also join us on our website where you can shop in our store. It's been open for over a week now, and I think things have been going fairly well. I don't think there have been any bugs or anything like that, Johnson. Everything has been ironed out. We're still in a pre-order phase, though. The entire month of August, you get an over 7% discount on anything that you order at the Free Talk Live store. You can go there by going to store.freetalklive.com. Again, that's store.freetalklive.com. We've got a variety of different hats. We've got a few different T-shirts and more.
Winter and regular hats as well.
That's true. And you can find out also how to get yourself a free Free Talk Live bumper sticker at the store at store.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, don't go to the store and just buy a bumper sticker because, I mean, unless you really want to do that because you... We had this happen once. It was kind of a mix-up already where we're not using the Postal Service. We don't want to support the Postal Service because we don't support the government. And so it's a little bit more expensive than usual shipping if you're getting small
something
items.
Small.
If you're getting really small items.
Sure.
And
which is a good it's just a good encouragement to buy a bunch of stuff. I mean,
right.
The more stuff you buy, the better the shipping deal.
Right. So you don't want to be spending, you know, $10+ on a bumper sticker. Just go look at the store. You can.
Details are all there. Yeah. Store.freetalklive.com. All right, so we're talking about this network neutrality idea, and there's a lot of misinformation out there about it. I think where we've gotten to let me just recap where we've been so far, as I understand it.
Right.
The big internet provider companies out there, your Comcast, your Verizon, your AT&T's, these are the guys with the low level kind of network, the backbones, those people.
Right.
They are spending a lot of money to install these new connections. For instance, fiber optic connections, Verizon Fios going at multiple times the speed of even a cable modem. These are new connections that will be coming to your areas probably sometime soon.
Right.
This is an expensive proposition.
Have we played the animation at the Internet of the Future?
We have in the past, and I don't want to play it again.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's an expensive proposition, and those costs are going to have to be passed on to somebody.
Well,
investment costs.
This is the problem, is that those costs should have already been paid for, in my mind. They were given billions. Now, they took the money, but they can just take the money. I mean, they can do this. I mean, unfortunately, they were given money by the government, and they took it and ran, and they're doing whatever they want with it. And now they're laying a fiber network, and now they can, you know, they can take this money and they can do whatever they want with it. And in other words, they now want to pay for more. They want to pay for more with the new fiber network, what they were supposed to have done in the first place.
Well, this isn't a perfect situation. These guys are not sitting pretty. They're the benefits. The beneficiaries of tax dollars. And setting all that aside, it's really an issue of property rights.
Right.
And again, it gets messy because a lot of these, for instance, cable companies and those sorts of organizations have monopolies on their service that they're providing to a specific area.
Because of government.
So government inevitably is involved in this. But just looking at it on its face, you've got companies investing money in a new infrastructure, and they're trying to pass those costs on to big companies like Google and Microsoft and Yahoo, these internet content providers, simply essentially charging them for elite access to their networks.
Right. If anybody wants to question the fact that cable companies or telephone companies have monopolies on bandwidth providing in certain areas, just look into it. Just look into it in your local area. I know here, for example, I'll just describe the reason why I am a Verizon customer, which I really don't want to be at the moment. I would have preferred to be a Comcast customer. Not because I want to be, but because they have a monopoly on the area, and luckily, Sarasota is a test market for Comcast. They offer their highest bandwidth services here first, before anywhere else in the country.
Okay.
And I would love to be a part of that, but unfortunately I had this little rinky-dink private company come in and sign a deal with my apartment complex to shut everyone else out. So I either would have to go with that cable company, which I hate, I despise, they have no tech support,
about the company that runs your apartment building.
Right, they do very, very shady business. They're called INC Group.
Okay,
they're
whoever.
Incredibly shady. And I don't want to have anything to do with them. So my only option at this point, if I want to have any sort of high-speed internet, would be Verizon, because the monopoly is it's either Verizon or Comcast.
And that's not a monopoly. There are choices
barely.
But Comcast has a monopoly on cable service. Verizon has a monopoly on phone service. Though now things are starting to change,
right?
Because Comcast is now offering a phone service, and Verizon's now coming close to offering
Comcast as cable because of this weird little special.
So luckily, we're seeing some of the old walls, that have prevented these companies from competing in other areas. They're starting to disintegrate. There's a little more competition now than there was before. But getting back to net neutrality.
Let's use the language from, there's two major websites out there. There's SaveTheInternet.org,
.com,
mm-hmm. and then HandsOff.org. And those are the two main competing sites. Save the Internet being the pro-net neutrality position, and Hands Off the Internet, which is the one I support, at HandsOff.org. But we want to read from Save the Internet. The ridiculous language, the ridiculous...
It'll give away. The language in this quest, the answer to this question, the question is, who wants to get rid of net neutrality? The answer here will give away who's behind this website. The nation's largest telephone and cable companies, including AT&T, Verizon, Comcast, and Time Warner, want to be internet gatekeepers, deciding which websites get to go fast or slow and which won't load at all.
All websites deserve to be treated equally.
You see where I'm coming from already.
It's the socialist.
There's two more. Okay, you're right, but there's two more paragraphs. They want to tax content providers to guarantee speedy delivery of their data.
Not a tax. Wait a second. Not a tax. You see, a tax is something you have to pay or die.
Right.
And what this is a fee for service.
Right. If I have a big piece of land and Johnson and Mark are standing on one side of the land and you want to cross through my land and I say, you know what, I don't like big people. Johnson, you're going to damage my land a little bit more than Mark will just because you're heavier. So I'm going to tax you, or I'm going to charge you a little bit extra to cross my land.
We're going to tax you by measuring the depth of your footprint.
You can choose to pay my fee and cross my land, or you can find a way around.
Yes.
This is what's going on here. It's these companies that own their portions of the internet that are simply saying, you can pay this fee and come through, or not, and we'll let you through really slowly.
Let's talk a little bit more about that, but let's continue.
Okay, continuing here. They want to discriminate in favor of their own search engines, internet phone services, and streaming video, while slowing down or blocking their competitors. These companies have a new vision for the internet. Instead of an even playing field, They
even playing field.
There it is. Yep. It's just they're just pulling out cliches all over the place. They want to reserve express lanes for their own content and services, or those from big corporations that can afford the steep tolls and leave the rest of us on a winding dirt road. Yeah, that's right. The internet providers just want to leave you out in the wilderness and not give you fast access to their clients. Because they just, what? Why would anybody do that?
Now, this is the crux of explaining this whole net neutrality thing and why net neutrality sucks. Because this way around, this whole thing of, first of all, they're calling it a tax, it's not, because it's a pay for, you know, it's asking for a fee for a service or find another way around.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. If we enact this net neutrality law, there is no way around. There is an even playing field, and there's no competition.
Right. You know, somebody's freewebs.com page is going to reload just as fast as Google or Yahoo. And the fact is, shouldn't they... I mean, everything's going to load. Is that not correct?
Oh,
I mean,
of course.
Everything will load. So there's no really...
Well, no, here's the thing.
Hold on. Wait, I got a question.
Let me answer
that.
I want to answer what you have to say, because you said everything will still load. Maybe not. Here's the thing. A company without this law, because this law doesn't exist right now, and this is possible right now, a company right now, if they wanted to, they could throttle bandwidth on certain sites. You know, maybe they want to charge, they would charge Google a fee, and they would maybe, your blog, not so important.
Mm-hmm.
So they would maybe slow down your blog and give that bandwidth over to people, all the, you know, hundreds of people who are visiting Google, because that's a more popular site.
Makes sense.
That's where they want their traffic to go. So your site might not load.
Right.
Now you... Unless this law is passed, which slows down the entire internet, because obviously if it's separated into lanes, it's more efficient. Now, if this law gets passed, if this law doesn't get passed, here's what you can do. As on your connection, if you have a problem loading your website, or people who want to read your content have a problem loading your website, they can find a way around. In other words, a market has been created for a bandwidth provider that
doesn't discriminate,
speeds up the small guys.
Right.
In other words, you go to them, maybe you're an indie viewer. You like the independent movie channel and things of that nature. You can go to a bandwidth provider that loads blogs and small sites fast.
Right.
A market's created for
that. If they want to do this, let them try it. It just means they're going to lose business as clients go around and find other service providers that are going to fill their needs.
Net neutrality doesn't exist now. Let's keep the status quo.
So you can learn more about where we stand at handsoff.org. Hour 2 is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.